Say that again.
Okay, here's the thing about G4 TV, though. Good G4 idea.
Tech TV?
Ultimately, yes. Good idea, though. Fantastic idea. Awful execution, right?
No, it was the best execution. It's the times changed. The internet happened pretty big.
That's the problem, though. They got to adapt.
Air on that? I forgot.
I mean, everything. Cheat codes. Then screen also savers.
Cheaters. The cheat codes. Eye drops. The game show with Adam Sexler.
Did
the Nerdist start there?
They did like a tech tips show that was really helpful.
I think people from it started Nerdist. I don't know.
I don't know about the history of the internet. I don't know how any of this stuff works. What even is the internet? No one really knows. What are birds?
The first exposure I had to Silent Mobius and Better Man.
Ooh.
Oh, like wow. Darker anime. I didn't even know they did.
Interesting.
I didn't even know they did anime.
Yeah, they had Anime Unleashed on weekends.
That was one of the
Code Monkeys was one of their original shows. That shit was great.
Frito. Oh, Jonathan Colton, man.
That shit was dope.
Mm-hmm. Ah, G4 TV.
The good old days. Yeah, boss.
Good old days. Yeah. The internet ruined everything.
I just really miss Eye Drops. Eye Drops was such a great show.
I don't remember Eye Drops. I think that was made up.
It was a CGI short movie showcase.
Yeah, it was short. It was short. Yeah.
That's where the movie 9 came from.
There's something kind of. There's something that reminds me of that on Netflix right now called. It's like Death, Love, and Robots.
The robot anthology.
I really like it. It's CGI short films.
It's like a revival of Robot Carnival.
Yeah, they're real fun, and also they're about robots, and also robots are cool. And we build like models of tiny robots, but also they're big, but they're tiny. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're big, tiny, big.
They're big for they're tiny though.
Big tiny robots.
But, yeah.
Small, but big.
Well, they're big though.
Yeah. But they're in a small.
Right.
Scale.
No, miniature.
I know what you mean. It's been like a weird. The last week has been the longest 2 years of our life. There's a lot happening in the world right now, and so we're sort of. We've been paying attention to all of it, of course, because this is a very important time to just be a human in the world, and so it's been it's been interesting.
It's been time.
But it's a bit sometimes it's nice to like have a hobby, stay engaged with what's happening in the world. Have a hobby though. Because hobbies are really good ways to de-stress. Because if you get too stressed, your brain is not functional. You know?
Yeah. The new term they like to use for it now is self-care.
Yeah. Self-care is good.
Yeah.
Avoid the burnout. You know, don't get flooded. I don't know. There's a bunch of different things. Let's roll the intro music. I love our intro music.
It's really good.
That's some good intro music.
we have the best.
Hey, you know, one of these days we should roll intro music where it's just us doing those sounds.
What we just did. That
I think. Yeah, no, that's what's gonna happen. I'm not gonna put it in the intro music this time. It's just gonna be that.
Well, we didn't. He didn't even put in the intro music this time. That was us. Nope. That was just us the whole time.
That was raw.
Really?
Right.
Power.
That whole thing was all us, Bailey. You were in there too. You were like,
shit. Yeah, that's Blue Man Group.
It was Blue Man Group. Them Cutting Mat Boys do Blue Man Group. We have apparently that's going to be a new Patreon thing. Wonderful. All right, great. All right, we have a Blue Man Group. Good deal. Okay. We have some this podcast started off rough. We have some self improvement to do, I think.
It's been a while, and we're all flustered. We're all tired.
What'll really help us, I think, is to do a podcast right now.
That's a smart.
You know what? Goal. Let's set some objectives.
Let's set something on fire.
Goals for this cutting mat.
podcast. Okay.
I've got an idea for the first goal.
Boing.
So let's do an intro.
Yep. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to introduce. We're going to introduce ourselves.
Do you want to do it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then after that, we will.
Okay, I like that.
You've earned your pay. We will
announce the topic and discuss it.
No, that sounds impossible.
We'll throw.
I don't know.
No, that sounds accomplishable.
We'll throw in the supply drop somewhere in there.
Yeah, I'll buy the supply halfway drop part. Sure.
And
is
then
this the format to failure or success? You be the
yes. Judge. The answer is yes. Yes, it is.
Personal success.
Yeah.
Personal success.
I don't know. I mean, it just sounds like those goals are just too lofty. And they are intimidating. And as a result, I'm not going to attempt to accomplish them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in your face, other cutting mat boys. I'm out.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, Brandon's
this
off
the
podcast now.
This is now the chopping mat.
We can't see him, but we could feel his shun.
Yeah.
Guys,
oh, boy.
Still here?
Where is he?
Hello?
I think he lost
it
himself.
Was...
I think he actually left.
No, I'm still here.
I was
listening to all the terrible things that you were saying about me. I heard them all.
God.
I was here the whole time.
He knows. Oh, no.
Standing right behind you.
It's Paris Hilton all over again.
So maybe what you can do is you can
Paris
listen
Hilton.
To this constructive criticism and add them to your set of things that you want to improve.
Bash these segues together.
What is the word for things that we want to do?
Well, the word is okay. Here's
hockey
the word.
Net.
Yeah, that's it. Yep,
it's the thing that hockey nets go in. The pucks go into them.
Sports ball.
So
the quarterback.
So you know,
see the sea.
What
there's
was
a, there's
the things
a
that we had to do? What was the first thing?
First thing is the introduction of all of us.
Podcast.
Right? As a thing we had to do.
That's a generally an order of events, right?
Okay, let's try it. Let's try this. Okay, let's
I mean, it's not any different from before, you never know. So, Brandon, you go first.
All right, I'm Brandon. I go by Mecha Genre all over the internet. I have an Instagram called Mecha Genre, and I have a website called mechagenre.com. And also, I build Gunpla. And to my left is this guy named Joel.
Virtual left. We are still practicing our safety
to electrons. Left is also called counterclockwise.
That sounds made up. But all right, my name's Joel Stone, and I go online as True Gunpla, a.k.a. Uncle Ricky, or Ricky the Uncle. I've got truck nuts for sale. Meet me around the corner. And to my virtual top diagonally left over behind the tree is Bailey.
I am Bailey. I am this person speaking right now into your air holes. I go by...
ear holes.
Yeah. It's one of the most useful holes that we have.
Yeah.
And then the other one.
That's up for debate. If we're talking about holes, let me tell you. Let me tell you about
Bailey
holes.
Do his intro of holes.
I am on one of those internet holes known as Instagram, and it will suck you in. We should stop talking about sucking in holes. Anyway, I go by Kamau _Zeta. And to my, he's above me. Both in order of direction and importance is Tino.
Hi everybody, I'm Tino. I'm gonna do my whole intro. You can find me all over the internet at Big V Roman, and I do cartoons and build tiny plastic models of giant robots that are small, sometimes big, but also small.
Oh shit, I do that too. I forgot to say. The build models, not the comics.
Yeah. All right, yeah, that sounds about right. So we're
Tony Hawk.
So here's the thing about Tony Hawk.
Motherfucker. You think you're so slick doing your little backflips and hoop-de-lock kicks and dark slides off of bed mattresses.
His 900s doing his loop-de-loops and all of his advertising for the new Tony Hawk games that are coming out.
If I could insert real quick, actually, Tony Hawk 1 and 2 Remastered are coming out, and everybody is stoked about that for sure. But also, he dislocated his fingers at like the middle knuckle the other day. So, well wishes to him.
That's
you should get back to us.
Where are you?
It's
going to
be hard for him to build
knuckles. Yeah, I wasn't
going to
say anything negative. I was just saying,
we'll build some knuckles for you.
Hey.
We are going to have a Patreon game of skate when the new Tony Hawk games comes out. I'm going to buy it on PC and every console in between, and we will play games of skate. They will be live streamed, and no one is going to fucking survive. It's going to be a bloodbath.
I believe that it will be a bloodbath, yes.
Subscribe to the Patreon if you want to, you know, participate.
Yep. The Patreon's been going really well. We've got that Discord where our Patreon members can, like, show up and talk about stuff and then talk about stuff with each other and also with us. And then they talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. And then they hear about what we're shipping them. And then they get all kinds of cool stickers and t-shirts
started?
And prints. Yes. So as you know, you mentioned before, I just want to update all of our listeners. Paris Hilton used to be a member of the Cutting Mat podcast, way a long time ago. That was actually
Rest
one of the things
peace.
we did some focus groups, and as part of our journey for self-improvement, we determined that, we didn't really know why we had her. We didn't really,
no,
honestly,
didn't make any sense.
We just thought we expected the celebrity to kind of bring us a lot more listeners than she actually did. But honestly,
it hurt.
Most of what we were doing was clean up for small dogs, and it just took
too long
every week.
Tino,
what's
yes? What was
hello?
What were those other things that we had to do?
Oh man, you know,
talk about Paris Hilton.
My Paris Hilton. Things for us to do kind of got up and walked out.
I got a list of things for us
to do. I don't
even
know
how
what a Paris Hilton is, but.
It's so you know, it's like a crab with a mushroom on its back. You know what I'm talking about?
Ah, okay.
And then
that's
and then it's
fucking Digimon.
And it's a hotel.
It was
what?
Yeah.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
It was is that a crab?
Yeah, it's like isn't it a crab? It's like a crab with a mushroom
it's
on
like
its back.
Like a land crab?
Paris.
Yeah, it's like a
well, it's a bug, like I guess. It's
okay, but where I was getting with fucking Tony Hawk before this went fucking ass backwards is that he set small goals to get where he is today. And that is what the fuck we're talking about today, plus other stuff.
Welcome to our podcast on self-improvement. This is a self-help podcast that in 12 steps will teach anyone to do anything. As long
iTunes
as it's
rated
a reasonable
self-improvement podcast section, 5 stars, no less.
Five stars, no less.
I mean, we're the only adult-only self-improvement podcast.
I was
saying, because
where are you going with that one, bud?
Well, that's a separate. The Cutting Mat After Dark is going to be very popular, and I think
we're a horny self-improvement podcast.
Hey, man, 2020. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's a very popular genre. We could absolutely help people improve.
Get ready to bust a nut and feel good about it.
Yeah. Start busting some nuts, brothers, because this is a self-improvement podcast.
Oh, yeah, brother. Welcome to the Cutting Mat Self-Important Horny Podcast. You're going to feel so pumped, so positive. Yeah.
Oh,
thank you, Macho Man Randy Savage,
so,
for coming live.
I feel so positive. Let's do a recap. So, like, last month, we talked about last year. Last decade, in the year zero, when in 2.4 million years ago, when the Earth was young, we discussed the concepts of intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. Anyone in podcast land, can you raise your hand and tell us what is the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic motivation?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Tina, you're on the podcast. The listener is answering now. You're talking over them.
I'm sorry, listener.
No. Oh, that's fine. You can answer, Tino. Go ahead.
Okay. Intrinsic is motivation that you come up with from your insides, and extrinsic is motivation from the outside.
And now we know why we were talking about holes at the beginning of the podcast, because you got to get that motivation out.
Full circle. You got to put it in somewhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wait. Yeah. You got to get it out. Well, here's the thing. Like, if you're extrinsically motivated to do something, then you've got some kind of something which is outside of yourself, which is kind of like an external anchor that is going to make you want to do a thing. Here's the problem. If that external anchor goes away, you're done. You're not going to want to do that thing anymore.
Or it's not a very reliable motivator.
If your situation changes, similarly, you're also not going to want to do that thing anymore because you're not motivated from inside your own guts to do something.
Inside your own guts.
Yeah, that's going to be, that's actually starting next episode. That's going to be our Cutting Mat podcast intro
new
music.
Motto?
Inside Welcome your to own guts. The Cutting Mat. Inside your own guts. Yeah, it's going to be, that's, it's a rough cut, but it's going to be very good.
It still sounds horny to me. So.
It's Cutting Mat After Dark.
So the advantage
categories at all.
The advantage of a hobby such as this, which is typically is the case for most of us, is that, you know, we started out doing it because it just interested us. There's nothing about it that we said we're getting into this because we're going to get recognition. Certainly for most of us, we're going to get money or anything like that. It's just we were interested in it. You
it's
know?
Fun.
So yeah, from the onset, for most people, it's something that is that ideally is internal.
Mm-hmm. I am personally. I'm going after the Nobel Prize in gunplay. That's my plan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's $1 million. You get win a Nobel Prize, you get $1 million. The gunplay Nobel Prize. Gundam.
Wait, really?
$1 million.
Million.
It comes
buckaroos?
With the money. It comes with the money, man. You get the prize and you get the money.
So is that
it's
like
not very noble?
It's a Nobel gun. Nobel Prize.
They send you like, an HG Nobel.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the Nobel Prize.
It comes in LaPlace's box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, basically, we know that like hobbies. Yeah, see, there you go. I mean, maybe we enter a contest. Maybe we win a contest. Like, that's probably the highest ranking thing that we're going to be able to do in this hobby. We do it because we think little model kits of robots are cool. I hope that you guys all agree with us. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, maybe reconsider if you consider your career to be gunpla building, because I'm afraid there's not much money there. But there is a lot of money in self-help podcasts, which is why we are bringing this directly to you.
Five stars, no less.
Exactly.
Right. Five stars, no less. This is
five
us helping
no
ourselves.
Turn it
self-help.
Off.
Yeah. That's intrinsic motivation.
Stepping for lifetime.
Yeah, steps 1 through 11 are make a self-help podcast, and step 12 is tell people to rate it 5 stars. Like, this is all very simple. Anybody can do this stuff, guys. Yeah, this is easy. So here's the other trick. Intrinsic motivation also kind of like, yeah, you're motivated to do the hobby, but a lot of people who are intrinsically motivated are also motivated to do it well. Mm-hmm. And this is where we pick up, because maybe you want to get better at doing your gunpla. Last month. I keep on saying week. Honestly, like it just came out and I listened to it and who knows what time is anymore. Day is an arbitrarily defined value defined by solar cycles, right? So last episode we talked about celebrating mediocrity, and that's important to do. But maybe you don't want to be mediocre anymore. So what
or
do you
maybe
do?
You want to find your personal best.
Yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you know? Are you the best judge of your own work? This is where I start to get stuck. Yeah, I'm not the best judge of my own work.
Absolutely not, because I'm going to look at it and be like, fuck yeah, dude.
This thing's awesome.
I made that bullshit.
I got the opposite. I mean, I am way too hard on myself.
That's part of the thing, though, right?
It's one or the other. You got to find that middle ground.
Well, to an extent, Tino, that's a very good point. If you're hard on yourself, you might be thinking, well, okay, you're hard on yourself. You're going to find tons of areas to improve. No, if you're too hard on yourself, that is super discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
So being too easy or too hard on yourself can be a problem.
It's a balance. I mean, we talked about going to contests and, you know, the benefits of having that feedback that's outside of yourself.
Right. That is very valuable.
But, you know, there, like I said, it's a balance. You got to have, you know, you got to have the ability to give a realistic assessment of your work. Yep. And certainly one of the key aspects is, being able to take notice of your progress, take notice of the effort that you put in and the outcomes that you end up with, you know?
Yep. So, and that's why we fired Paris Hilton, because she was not providing any input. We weren't getting, honestly, like,
she was the worst, dude.
Right. Our viewer base didn't even care. Like, there was like, it was, you know, two circles was the Venn diagram of our demographic and her demographic.
And they were just separate. They're just on two different pieces of paper.
Yeah, they weren't even on the same piece of paper. It was like one was over here and the other one was on the other side of the house. Yeah. They never overlapped. They didn't even look at each other. Ugh.
So to touch on one of the things, sorry, I was dying back then. Woo.
This is Joel 3.4?
3.4.
Load it up. Okay.
Loaded. Ready to go.
Make sure you clean up that
whatever
old body
Windows
when you're
XP
done.
Intro is. Mm. Yeah, right? Is that you can't be too harsh on yourself, but you can also be way too far up your own ass where you're just like in this another dimension, because the lack
everybody's of, different
lack of input is also that sucks, but having ignoring the overwhelming incoming amount of input is very harmful.
Yep.
Very
like
harmful.
if you get input about your panel lines from 10 people, but you tell yourself
they're
I
fine.
Don't have to worry about that. It's fine.
They're
fine.
All idiots.
Yeah, those people are all wrong. No, the whole world is wrong. Everyone else is an asshole. If all you meet are assholes all day, then this is a podcast about assholes.
Yeah, a lot of holes. Self-help. A lot of holes going on. Damn. Man,
I'm having some serious reflection this podcast, guys. This is, oh boy.
Yeah, I'm getting deep.
Are we the assholes?
Ugh. Do we have assholes?
Yeah, I got like three or four. What's important is that, like, if you're like evaluating your own stuff, yeah, you got to stay out of your own assholes if you have more than one, and evaluate it accurately.
Also, that's not where the nippers go.
Nope. There's other
no,
things
absolutely
that might fit in
not.
There.
Don't yep. put them in there.
So, like, yeah, taking other people's advice is really useful. You take other people's you meet people at contests. You ask for their honest opinion, you take that criticism and you use it to build this, like, I don't know, you build like an understanding of your own abilities, an accurate
understanding. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a self-image, really.
It's like your own little collection.
Self-concept, yeah.
That's it. Right. You can't improve unless you know how good you are. That's important.
And from there, we can do the actual process of developing yourself, developing your skills, which would be kind of getting a sense of where you want to go, what you want to do.
I know this might sound a little weird to some people, but I've started keeping like checklists of goals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not weird at all.
Okay.
Nerd.
You fucking
that's
nerd.
That's what I was waiting for.
You nerd.
Yeah, keeping a checklist of goals that you want to attain and surpass is actually really helpful. Just like Joel says, you can keep it in like a little field notes thing. Or
yeah, I was going to ask you, where do you have it? Do you have it on your computer?
Awesome. Yeah, I've got it on my computer. I've got it in my phone, and I've got it on a pad that I seem to have lost.
Mm-hmm.
It might be in my book bag.
So how satisfying is checking off a goal?
Depending on how long it takes, super satisfying. Like maybe yeah. I need to polish up a design, or I need to look into a new shading technique. And then once I've figured out the new shading technique, it feels good to take that off the list so I can just keep practicing it and move forward.
Art.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, since we're there, let's discuss what kinds of goals we're talking about. We're talking about something that's used. It can be used in our hobby, but it's used all over. It's used in science. It's used in business, all over the place. SMART goals.
Yeah, SMART is a really good way to determine. Basically, it's a set of guidelines by which you can define your goals.
Exactly. So, SMART. SMART, S specific,
mm-hmm.
M measurable, yep. A achievable or attainable,
got to be able to
R,
do it,
R relevant, and
gotta
T time bound. And
so that last thing is actually so here's the thing about the last one.
The last one.
I have trouble with the last one. So yeah, specific, that's important. Specific and relevant go together. Measurable and achievable go together because you got to like know what you're doing and you have to be able to do it. But time bound, if you're doing a work thing, time bound is going to be critical. But if you're doing a hobby thing,
it's pre-established.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a hobby, I like it because it can probably. Okay, we had a whole thing about backlogs a couple years ago.
Backlogs. Yep.
But that actually in that is time a really frame,
good example, yeah.
Backlog. Yeah, my backlog in particular has become.
Dude, mine's massive.
Yeah. So
you both have museums instead of backlogs. It's like you walk through.
So it can be a useful thing to kind of just start, you know, having a time frame for getting things done. Cause it can also, you know, put into reference what exactly you want to get done, you know? Yeah. And so then you go right back to, you know, achievable and specific and whatnot. But I mean, if there's one thing at all, time bound already is in it for those of like Brandon that, you know, he's going to enter stuff into, you know, IPMS competitions and stuff.
Get
so
a deadline.
Clearly there's going to be a time frame that this thing is going to have to be done.
Yeah, you know? And that time frame is 5 a.m. on the day of the contest. Right?
God, you're
that's
not
what
wrong.
We're talking about.
That's every single
and we're talking,
fucking contest.
The final brush
we're talking
stroke,
about.
Right?
That's it.
Yeah, it's well, not we're done, talking about know. That top coat drying, right?
As long as the top coat's dry. Well, you know,
hair
have you ever been? I have been at contests, and I've been walking down the aisle, and then all of a sudden you get a whiff of that. Like tester's flat clear. It's a very specific
every
smell.
Every fucking time.
It's the dull coat. And you can like pick out which kit smells like dull coat because they dull coated it that morning.
The ones
I love it.
Dripping.
Oh my God.
It's fresh. It's medium
teacher,
rare.
He's still filling
this
out
kit,
his test. Mwah,
it's a fresh kit. It is a fresh kit. It's delicious. Oh, yeah, the delicious, yum. Fresh, well-seasoned, fresh off
the dull
off
coat's
the
still glossy, man.
A la carte the kit. It's
that's
delicious.
How fresh it is.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's just juicy kit.
Mm. To go back to the tea.
Do not
and
lick them.
Smart.
Don't make the mistake.
So time bound?
Time bound is while the example you gave of like, you know, it may be subjected to like your job, to your contest, to something that's outside of your control. The biggest thing, and this is what I first struggle with and what I also see other people struggling with is when they like talk about stuff is when you first start out, especially with Gunpla, it's a lot different than like miniature stuff. When you first start with Gunpla, painting is such a high caliber thing in the way it's shown from the company. There's paint guides, there's color guides, but there's no, you know, here's a tip on, you know, pre-shading or something like that. It's held to this very high caliber.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a big thing that happens is when people try to set goals and they say, okay, I'm going to do the action of setting a goal, they set it for something so far out that's not even really obtainable anymore. It's not even really a timestamped goal.
Well, it stops being relevant. Exactly. It stops being a relevant goal. Or
but
maybe your goal was not achievable.
Not achievable.
But
it's extremely lofty.
You get the whatever the brain juice is, the serotonin or mellow, whatever.
Dopamine.
You get the brain juice going of, oh, I just set a goal. I'm doing the thing. I'm setting a goal. And you get so hyped in setting
that
goal.
You get that dopamine shot.
Ugh. You never work on the goal because it's such a thing you set in your brain to be so far away. I think smart goals should also be shorter goals, stuff that small steps stuff.
It's the A. It's the making
really
it achievable.
Yep.
So ask yourself the question:
though.
Is the goal
doable? You
have
to check yourself on T back to
you,
A.
You do well. T sort of binds everything else. In order to do everything else, you have to make sure that you have your T, your time frame in mind. Like if I'm just starting out, if I'm building my first snap together kit, and my goal is all right, I'm going to panel line and fully paint this thing, and I'm going to give myself a month.
I feel that's obtainable.
Maybe it is. Yeah. Like if I'm doing my first kit and I've done other kind of kits and like I already know, you don't
have
paint,
you don't have supplies, you don't have, you know, you got to do a little bit of research.
You got to get that stuff.
Here's a good example. And because like I, to be honest, I didn't know there was an acronym for the thing we were talking about today. And when you got to time bound, acronyms for everything, what you said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. It was kind of confusing in the way it related to everything else until you said, well, T goes back to A. And a good way to think about it is having a thing that's 10 pages long, right? It's not very long, but you remember the notebooks that are like the spiral notebooks that have a little spiral bound thing.
Yeah.
It's like that, but you have that spirally material for a book of like 500 pages. So you have this really small book with this very long tail that doesn't make any sense. Because in reality, you're spending way too much time on a goal that's really fast and obtainable when you should, you know, you should shorten that time. If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
It's not.
I think I'm trying to get it.
Let me see if I get you. You're
saying.
Are you saying, because that happens in this hobby, you're saying you turn something that can be accomplished into this long, drawn-out
Yeah, this long, drawn-out thing. Like, okay,
you turn something small into something big.
To a big deal to yourself, because, like, okay, airbrushing, it looks intimidating, but in reality, you spend 2 hours with an airbrush, you're going to learn so much, but you shouldn't set that for being, oh, I'm going to airbrush 5 months from now. What?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
In 5 months,
you're going to have another birthday in five? Like, I don't get it.
Well, if it's cost prohibitive, that's one thing, because you can also, you can do cost-based goals on these. But airbrushing the price of airbrushing has come down a lot. And Yeah. You need to set your goals. They have to be reasonable, but they should also kind of be challenging, because the whole point is to challenge yourself to improve yourself. Yeah.
Give yourself too much. You're playing on like beginner mode when you know you can play on advanced or even just normal.
Normal mode.
It goes right back to the first part. It was just to dive right in, right?
I'm actually learning. Okay, I'm gonna be real. This is like one of the episodes where I'm learning a lot from you guys. This happened all the time. Actually, now that I think about it, but this one particularly, I feel like I'm learning a lot about goals, because that's something honestly I struggle with, is goals, like setting like realistic goals versus, oh, it'd be so dope to fucking do this thing that in reality is pretty far away, but I want to do it now. So like,
I picked up, I have an example for that. I have an example of a goal that I set that is not reasonable. I picked up a resin bust, which included shoulders and fuel tanks for a 1/144th EXS Gundam. And the, the bust. So I also picked up a high grade Universal Century XS. And, my plan is I'm going to replace the top half and the shoulders with
the resin,
the high detail resin, stick the fuel tanks on there. It's going to look like the master grade, but it's going to be small. I've got all the parts. So I had a mini goal to acquire all the parts back when resin flowed like water from China. Now shipments from China just aren't happening. But yes, the resin used to, back long ago, you used to be able to order a resin kit and it would be here within 30 days.
Now it's 60 days. A month.
But like that, that was like 2 years ago. And I was unreasonable when I told myself, I'd be like, oh, well, I'll just knock this out in a couple of months. And every time I sat down, I would find something new that I had to modify. And I just realized after a while, like, well, you know, this isn't fun. I was too aggressive with my goal. It has become something which is more stressful than fun. I'm going to work on these other projects instead. And I just abandoned that goal. I have all the parts. I'm still going to do it someday. But the goal didn't work. That was an inefficiently set goal on my part. So like, I'm learning how to do it better. Everybody's, you know, this is a constant learning experience. Like,
that's right.
I just set my goals badly, and then like maybe they don't work. Maybe they do. Like, RX-78 Verka. There's a theme. These are all things that don't actually exist in 1/144th. I just painted it and put the decals on today. I bought that kit in 2017. So
it's still making sure that you cover your bases, like
yeah.
that you leave no stone unturned, basically. Which mm-hmm. is kind of where I am at right now, is like pick up stuff, and before I get anything new, just get through a kit. You know, so it's, you know, I can't claim to be an expert at setting goals either, but I have an idea that I'm going to execute, which is that I'm going to organize my backlog based on order of difficulty of like the ideas that I have, and set, you know, create these three brackets of, okay, this I had in mind for, you know, a simple modification, repaint, or, you know, this I had major modifications I want to do. This is for diorama or something. And then sort into those areas. And then
that's
go
more of like a organized yeah. project list mm-hmm. of like, right. okay, this can take me, you know, X amount of time.
Exactly.
This one I really want to spend some time on.
It's beginner, exactly. normal, advanced, you know. You're yeah. basically you're giving yourself the freedom to choose. Project, yeah, yes. which that you feel like doing at the time.
But exactly. I will say, sometimes when you start that, you know, short project or one of you things that gotta take along, it will turn into a bigger project.
Oh yeah,
it's already happened.
That's right.
It's yeah, already.
That's
happened.
What my SD and turned.
I understood
into.
Uh-huh. exactly. I'm stuck on SD Barbatosa picked up that you left at the shop. Yeah. I've thought of things, right. and then I think yeah. of other things, and it's like, fuck, not this again, where it's yep. like, I yep. have an issue with something, I want to change it, and it's like, this is never going to fucking get done.
So that yeah, actually dude. brings me to one thing which I have always believed about SMART goals. I have my own personal version of SMART goals that I actually call SMARFed.
Smarfed?
Wait,
smarfed?
Smarfed.
That's okay. Smarftastic.
Yeah. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, flexible, and time bound. In a okay. hobby, you can have okay. a flexible goal. Your goals yeah. can be flexible. You set a goal right. because you want to improve yourself, but like, you know, don't set it so rigid that if you don't achieve your goal, that's something, you know, that it's going to be terrible. You gotta make these goals flexible.
That sounds great, Brandon. And also, you're going to make some Smarfberry pie for us, right?
Smarf.
Dude,
it's going to
yeah.
be Smarfin' delicious. You're going to Smarfin' sounds, love the Smarf out of this Smarfin' pie.
It sounds too
smarf.
Reasonable. You need to back that
smarf,
shit up.
Smarf it. You Smarfers are going to love this Smarfin' pie. Smarf.
Smarf.
Smarfed.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Smarf podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Smarf podcast. Okay. Well, that's all we have for you. So,
five Smarfs, thanks. No less.
Yeah. Please rate us five Smarfs.
No less. Ugh. That was hard.
But that's so. Here's Smarfed. Five Smarfs. No less. Less.
I sprained my jaw trying to say that shit.
Ugh. I sprained everything.
I Smarfed my jaw.
You just smarf it right up. You got to get that smarf back into smarf it, or otherwise it's gonna start to get smarf-fected. So we talked about, like, I think our goals that we've talked about so far have been things like planning and how to, like, it's like planning. Set, we talked about how to gauge a project. Goals. Yeah, how to set the smarf goals. How to, but like, what about techniques? This is a little bit different. If you're going to learn a new technique, how do you know how long it will take you to learn it? That is something that I've always had a challenge.
I think with that,
I don't think that's necessarily measurable.
Yeah, nope. I'm not
I think
sure
it
either.
Is.
I don't think
it is. It is. It is. Really? You it know, is. I agree. It's both what somehow it's both what Tino said and what Joel said. It is not. It is not. And here's how it works. It's not. It's not objectively measurable. It's not a standard thing that
subjective.
We can put out there for people. Yes, exactly. It's individual. And so
I would say for me, one of my goals is I got the shout out to Artist Opus. I got the Series D dry brushing brush set from them.
Ah,
I nice. Haven't used it yet because I want to like really get an understanding of it and make sure I, you know, clean and use it properly. But they put out a video of of a painting technique they did, planting black armor and doing non-metallic. This is for a POP episode, but
NMM.
We are totally going to talk about NMM, that.
Yeah. But the idea is, so, you know, he videos the whole process from start to finish. So for me, like me learning that style, I know subjectively it's going to take fucking forever for me to get really good. But short term, on the start of the journey of learning that style, I want to be able to replicate what is in the video. So that gives you the short term goal of how to get started, but still the long term goal of it being subjectively, you know, like
that's specific.
And you
too.
Just brought up it's and, really and specific. Brandon, he brought up something that is really, really straightforward in this hobby, is that you know, we do have a lot of people making videos out there, but we, you know, we have some real professional ones and whatnot. But the books as well, you know, the ammo books and whatnot. And so if there's something that you see and there's resources out there, that's a goal you can set right there. And that's something exactly. that comes straight out of education, by the way, is that can you replicate this? Can you,
exactly.
Can you get on your workbench what you see in this video or what you see in this book or whatever? If you can do that, there are skills that you're going to learn along the way to get yourself there.
Yep. And I remember as a kid, you know, I used to go to the library and I used to always check out drawing books because disclaimer, I am absolute garbage loser shit at drawing. I never like got good at it at all. But that's, you know, maybe it's because I just didn't like try hard enough because I was a kid. But those books were fantastic. They were like, here's a basic step-by-step procedure that you can follow. And if you achieve this end goal, then move on to the next book. Like, how easy is that? It's a self-contained lesson. Treat a tutorial like a lesson and see if you can replicate exactly what they're doing. That's a really good way to learn. And it's also...
Yeah, dude. I wish there were more lesson videos and less tutorial videos.
Totally agree.
Makes sense. Like, I mean, tutorial format's easy because you don't have to, like, schedule each video to go in order or some shit like that.
That's
but
right.
There are a lot of really great hobby lesson pages.
I love and, those.
Yeah, but also I understand, like, a really good example for me is Goobertown Hobbies is, like... His is a tutorial video, but it's so laid back and relaxing, and I like the content that, like, I also do absorb a lot more with that. So I guess it is subjective to your learning style, which we've also talked about when I discovered the public school system failed me.
Learning style failed
all of us. The public school system has failed all of us in some ways, and those of us who don't think it's failed us have it has. We just haven't figured out how yet.
You haven't experienced it yet.
It'll come up. At
learned
some point.
How.
Right. You haven't figured out. You haven't come to that point in your life. Like, ever been like in line at the bank and you're like, oh man, the public school system failed me. Wow. Yeah. Like that's, you know.
Yeah.
If you haven't realized it, well, there's it right there. Where's your evidence?
There's a landmine somewhere in your life. You will find it.
Just go to a bank. And you're like,
do people go to banks anymore? I don't think. Oh God, what a strange world. Too right soon.
Speaking of banks and cash money, let's go to the motherfucking supply drop.
Supply drop! This is a very special episode. Yeah, it's all us.
Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
That's also part of the song. Here.
I know it's that's so hard to tell.
Yeah, that's you can't. It's impossible to tell. It's our a cappella sounds exactly like the normal music that we use. Welcome
we're
to the
tuned.
We're tuned into something. I don't know if it's music, but it's something. Welcome to the supply drop. This is the part of the Cutting Mat podcast where we talk about our sponsors. First on the list, we want to talk about SMS paints. So
yeah, buddy,
here's the deal about SMS paints. This is an Australian company. They're an acrylic lacquer, type paint. And if you haven't used acrylic lacquers, just let's put things in a perspective. If you like acrylic paints are cool. You know, they're water-based. Acrylic lacquers are going to be a little bit more durable than that. They're going to give you a little bit more color modulation ability. Yeah, I mean, sure, the solvents are going to be toxic, but the trick is spray them outside and you will get a very good finish. SMS paints are made by hobbyists for hobbyists, and that's how you know that this is a company which actually, you know, really cares about their product.
Now, Brandon, guess what? Hey, I don't live in Australia. I can't go to Australia.
That's correct.
Where
you can't.
Can we get the freaking paints?
You can't. We're out of luck. So let's move on to the next part of...
Bullshit!
What? What? Are you telling me that there is a place in the USA I can get SMS paints? What is that place?
You're fucking right, brother. I'm talking about USA Gundam Store. The only place you can get the Gundams that you need.
And you can also get SMS paints. And I think that is a really good thing because we are bringing local stores from across the world into our back door. And that is fucking what I think America's all about, buddy.
It is. Also, like, local means something different now than it used to mean. You know, when you think of local stores.
Yeah, local can mean online.
Right. Local can be online.
Small business.
I consider
and
USA Gundam Store to be my local store.
A friendly reminder that Hobby Lobby is not a hobby store.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That was not paid by anyone. Actually, no, I paid it. I'll put my money where my mouth is. I'll donate $50 to whatever gets rid of Hobby Lobby.
Okay, that's apparently it's the
federal
government.
Probably Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It belongs in a museum. So back to USA Gundam Store. Here's the thing about a company like this. This is a company which is also run by hobbyists, people who are super passionate about the hobby. You're going to find probably the best selection in the U.S., at least as far as I have been able to find so far.
Hands down.
And it like you really feel like you're
best
shopping
service in the U.S.
That's absolutely
and
the best
service. And you get an exclusive sticker with your order that, one, usually has an amazing artist like Terry, and then that, two, that we make. So it's all like community, local money. It's like, it's dope. It's staying in this local atmosphere, working with hobbyists and artists that enjoy the hobby, and we get to bring that to you from your front door in a nice package.
Yeah, and we're very happy
robots
to be able to,
and stuff.
You know, to be able
robots
to like, talk
love.
About USA Gundam Store and
robots
giant
love.
Robots in love. It's the love robot. Welcome to the Cutting Mat After Dark.
Yeah.
let's talk
about
it.
I wish we had more like sound effect buttons, like a rock radio station.
When we get back, listen, viewers, view up, listeners.
Listen, motherfuckers.
Stick your earballs in this. When we get back to recording in real life, we're going to have our soundboard back. And so it's going to be a lot more, like truck nuts themed, ads for Star Destroyer sized truck.
Really
nuts.
Good sound effects.
It's we loaded all the sound effects up onto the soundboard and then we couldn't use the soundboard for 3 months. Oh, boy.
Yeah. It sucked
good time.
Ass. All right. Let's get out of the fucking drop money zone.
Any other sponsors before we leave?
No. Oh, I mean, like, of course, Holy Mountain, printing Holy Mountain toys. Go check that out. I mean, that's just the norm. But no, let's get back to these goals.
So there's one more topic I wanted to discuss in this self-improvement podcast. So we kind of talked about like how to gauge like how good you are, make sure that you get feedback from other people, internalize it, look at your work don't be overly critical of yourself, but also don't be up your own butt. That was the technical term that we used. So two very important
That's
things.
Real scientific term.
It is
not that whole,
also,
not that whole,
not well, or maybe, Ew. Maybe it is if that's, you know, I don't know what people like that they might like it. So, but if you're going to set goals, yeah, it is. The important thing about improving yourself also is to make sure that you set meaningful goals that are achievable by using the SMARFT system. SMARFT.
And can you remind us what the SMARFT system is again one more time?
Tell us what those numbers mean.
SMARFT goals are goals which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant,
flexible,
and time-bound or time-based.
You guys remember Schoolhouse Rock?
Mm-hmm. No, I have no
I
memory.
Wish we...
Yes.
Yeah, you
Conjunction,
do. You're
junction.
A scientist, dude. What the fuck?
I am a scientist, and Schoolhouse Rock is what
you
and a master's degree, to be
honest. I want Jack Black to do a Schoolhouse Rock song about SMARFT.
Oh, yeah. We might need to contact Tony Hawk, because I think he knows Jack Black.
Yeah, they've hung out recently.
Yeah,
it's fine. Can't. He can hang out with Jack Black, but he can't hang out with us. I mean, yeah, practically the same level, so I don't understand.
And honestly, like, imagine how much more fun he would have hanging out with God, look, Jack Black is probably super fun, too. I just saw him on X-Files recently. It was fantastic. Jack Black.
On what? X-Files?
He was on X-Files, dude.
Oh, yeah. Man, I forgot about that.
He was on that episode of X-Files where the guy, like, sucked up lightning, and then he could, like, shoot lightning.
But I need to rewatch that.
That wasn't
Jack
Black. Jack Black was like that guy's friend. So he was a supporting character.
Background guy too or something?
Yeah. Well, no, he was like the guy's conscience. Kind of. You guys got to watch this X-Files episode with Jack Black in it. I highly recommend. Jack Black, if you were listening to this podcast, give us a call. Give us a call because I want to talk about this X-Files episode that we saw.
Dude.
And that you were really good in. And also, Tony Hawk, we saw your friend Jack Black in the X-Files episode.
Up.
Yeah, give us a call. I hope you had a good birthday.
Long
it was about a month
ago.
I mean, it's just been a while. Was I gonna? Oh yeah. So here's the other thing about self-improvement. Just having a hobby like this can actually help you improve yourself in other areas.
That's right.
That's the other
Damn
thing.
Damn right.
Let's flip this and reverse it. Is your if and if and when yet?
What in the fuck did
you just say?
Dude?
Flip it and reverse it. Is your if and if and when? It's your if and if and when yet. It's if a hobby can help you actually learn how to set goals. So that's pretty cool.
Yes. That's
hobby
right.
Like this.
That skill, if you extract the specific ones for the hobby, setting goals can be, you know, can be applied to other areas.
Yeah. In fact, it can be applied to nearly everything. That's a super universal skill. Painting is actually pretty important. If you can paint Gunpla, you can like fix stuff in your house. You got all kinds of good like life skills that come out of this hobby. This is going to be like a huge ad for building Gunpla is what's going to happen.
It's pretty much.
An understanding of how materials work.
And it's glue. It like goes into innate, like what's the word I'm looking for? It's like physics, but it's like internalized That's understanding right. of physics. You know,
I think the biggest one Learning? Of all is
what?
Problem
yeah.
solving.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
problem
right.
solving for
because
sure.
Because for me, like building, just like snapping a kit, right? There's a lot of times you think something is not working the way it should be, but it actually is. Mm-hmm. But you have to fix yourself, or you legitimately have like a problem you got to work out. And then you get into that thought process. I think there's honestly, besides sitting at a desk for hours on end, there's really nothing unhealthy about this hobby, and I think it's something that a lot of people should try. That is my speech about Gunpla. Thank you so much for your time. I
Mic
yield
drop.
My time.
Oh, you yield the rest of your time. Okay,
I yield the rest of my
the
time.
Chair. The chair recognizes. The chair will recognize Tino, the gentleman from the People's Republic of Tino.
Hello there.
Okay.
This is not funny.
Hey, you
sir.
Have you have 2 minutes, sir.
Yeah, so okay, so let's talk about how setting those goals could lead to your incremental
wins
improvements.
Mm-hmm. Do we really do you yield the floor back? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just bringing it up for everybody to start talking about. What are we doing?
The gentleman from the Republic of Bailey has not been recognized. May I the podcast about Robert's Rules
of
Order would be awful. Would be absolutely terrible. This is also part of our continuous
improvement
series.
The Grand Republic yields their time.
The Trade Federation refuses to yield.
They went at the ventilation shafts.
they must be dead by now. Destroy what is left of them.
No
Think
match
about
for
that.
Droid, because
they
I
must
demand
be dead
to be recognized.
How? But if they think that they're dead, why do they have to go in and destroy what's
this
left of them? If
went
they're already
so
dead,
far off.
If they're dead,
the
why
rails?
Do they use poison gas to try to kill the Jedi? Why didn't they just open a
that
window
made
and then
no
space
fucking
them?
Sense
they could have spaced them.
Wait so, a okay.
Hold on.
Here's something I'm going to add that's relevant.
But they have lightsabers. Like, they can cut through the whole ship. They should have just... I don't understand why they didn't just, like, jettison them
danger
in the...
Danger gas is going to get them, I guess.
The danger gas. I don't... That is... Oh, no. It smells like a poisonous gas. Qui-Gon, if you just smelled that gas, you dead.
Smell a poisonous gas.
It's like Hold poison, up. Obi-Wan what? Kenobi.
It's dioxin. Wait, is it really? What? You smelled that? Really? Okay, you're dead. Sorry, dude. Like, it's the DM would just be like, a DM in any game would just be like, are you going to smell the gas? Because, you know, make a fortitude save. Like, what?
Oh. This got way off the
That's
track
a magic
even
power.
More.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, two things that you can do. And I'm pulling stuff directly from what I tell students to do. When you're actually doing, yes, certified. yes, I shall be recognized.
I recognize the doctor.
When you're actually doing it, so like Joel, your last project, you did some dry brushing.
Yes.
When you're actually doing it, or when you're looking at the you know, you're in the step. Two things could be done when you're actually engaged in the activity. You know, you're really dialed in there. You know, put episode, what is it, 9?
I think so,
On a little bit lower volume and just get in the zone and recognize the process that you're doing. Because afterwards, what the one of the key things that can be done to see those like incremental wins, Tino, is reflecting back on what worked and what didn't. That'll tell you if you've learned something, if you've gotten better at something or not. Ask yourself actual questions about what worked, what didn't, what did you do, you know, how long it took, all those kind of things.
You know, and that's we kind of call that the debriefing stage.
Like, I just got learned.
Well, it's reflection.
Every project, like your reflection, debriefing. You've got a planning stage, you've got an execution stage, and then there has to be a stage at the end where you debrief or you reflect on what you did.
Exactly. Yeah. That's plays right. It's cyclical, so that plays right back into the next time that you do something.
That it does.
You know, that's something that I learned about a long time ago that I'm not nearly equipped for myself to do, is like ask myself those questions. Like, I realize it and I see it, but like, I don't actually sit down and be like, so what did I do? I just kind of like work through it. And
so here's the thing. We already talked about schools failing us. They're teaching the kids to do that now.
Yeah.
It's too late for
good.
Us.
Yeah, we're already, our brains, I mean, are basically it. Trash. They should throw ours out, but the next generation will be fine. It's too late for us. Save yourselves.
That would be such a great idea for somebody in this hobby, is to like keep a diary.
Oh yeah,
right? Or a journal, whatever you want to call it. Like,
you, Tino, I mean, that could be your Instagram.
That would go along. Yeah. That would go along with like keeping your checklist. But like, maybe at the end of your little work session, you could sit down and be like, okay, so this is what I did. How did that work?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go from there?
You could go session by session.
And maybe
You heard Joel. Joel said you could use your Instagram. And Tino, last episode, you said that that's what you use your Instagram for.
Yeah. Well, that's what it should be used for. Is that kind of shit,
and I've seen some do it. You know, that's Donnie does a bit of that. He he archives. Yeah, a website, mechagenre.com.
I've fucked up on mine. I haven't been keeping up with my journal because I've been using
dang blog spot, man.
I haven't either. Yeah, that's right.
I follow a guy, Hasaki Art.
He is a
blog spot, and I'm like,
shit's great.
It's good, and he keeps. I know you like it because he does a shit ton of SDs.
Uh huh.
But it's just like. Just he keeps pictures and he keeps a log of the steps that he took, and that's like it's straightforward, and that's it. That's what is needed, you know.
I want to get back to that, man. I started it when I had the website, and then like I just kind of stopped. But like doing that shit, because you literally are forcing yourself to self reflect. I mean, the cool thing is like when someone's like, "Hey, I was having this issue," or blah blah blah. You'd be like, "Oh, yo, check this." Check out this post that I did, you know, whatever time ago. Here's what I went through. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like some of the most beneficial like content out there. It's not so much like, here's how you panel on. It's like, here's what I fucked up, or here I tried this new thing for the first time. Here's my experience with it. I feel like that's like better material.
Yeah. If you're not a Patreon for me, yet, if any listeners aren't a Patreon and you'd like to be, you should become a patron. And then join our Discord, because we have an entire fail board in our Discord. where you can post failures or things that didn't go as planned, and you and everyone else can learn from those failures.
It's really good. No, I mean, it really is, though, because, like, people are open about it. And, like, sometimes they don't want to post it on their Instagram, or they don't want to post it on Facebook. They want to post it somewhere. I mean, it's a supportive area. It's we're all going to be – no one's going to be like, you fucking immoron. Like,
I can't believe
it's not
you that did
environment.
That.
Yeah.
Such
it's
a nerd.
Good environment.
Like, yeah, that's – you know, somebody's going to call you a nerd in a Gunpla Discord. That's
yeah.
Oh no! That's terrible.
Actually,
I mean, a nerd is going to call you a nerd.
Yeah, that's.
I did. I did learn a pretty valuable lesson recently by watching somebody, and it's one I believe that we've talked about before. I was at my local garage gym. I showed up in the middle of Brittany and Carl doing their like rolling exercises before we started doing boxing, and Brittany got Carl into some kind of leg lock, and he was like, "Now Tino, I need you to realize something.
I'm about
to die.
Look
like it may look like I'm losing, but a warrior never loses. He only learns."
Yes.
Well, yeah, I
like
mean,
that. No, that's right.
Yeah, yes. So, I mean, I just figured that would go along in the fail discussion that we were just having.
No,
you don't ever actually fail. You just kind of
learn.
You just kind of
I mean,
mistakes are how you learn.
Badly make the mistake, learn from that, and go on.
Unless the mistake kills you, and then it doesn't matter. So you know everything's fine.
Hopefully, you know how to tap out.
Well, we're reproductive creatures, right? So our offspring are supposed to learn from us.
Maybe one of your offspring slash clones will be able to improve, or somebody else might learn from your failure.
So many clones.
There's a whole war about them.
It's gonna be a whole war, Palpatine.
That's saying, like, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Like, that's a kind of a dumb, like, it's overused, but it's true. Like, it's super true.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah, you're right.
I hate that it's true. Oh, it's God so lame. It. Ugh, fucking sayings. Ugh.
It's like live, laugh, love. Makes sense.
Live, laugh, love.
You gotta live, laugh, love.
Live.
I will never understand the fucking want of putting that in your house.
Ugh. I mean, like, maybe you want your house to smell like vanilla candles, because if you put that in your house, it automatically starts to smell like that.
Well, you automatically start yelling at managers.
You add you're going to start. Cart.
You get the haircut. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
This is what, honestly, this is what the podcast is all about. It's all about living and laughing and loving everyone. 5 stars, yeah, no less.
We're going to do Rosé reviews
next
time.
You find out you did less, you don't want to know. It won't be
if you find out.
You will not be living, laughing, or loving anymore.
Laceration.
Motivation section. iTunes, 5 stars or less.
And levitation. AKA
levitation.
Charismatic cult leader section.
And lemonade in your laceration.
Leviathan.
That's a great band.
That's a good one.
There you go.
Great band. Great band.
Lars Ulrich. That's the other L. The other L.
He's a crazy motherfucker.
He is insane, isn't he?
Should have been Lars.
Ooh, man.
Just going to put that cold, hard facts out there.
Cold, hard facts. Ugh.
I think this is where we end it.
We do all we can. Honestly,
end it all, everybody.
Here's the thing. Like, we just imparted a shit ton of wisdom on you guys. I hope that everybody learned something from this episode. We're gonna try to like talk about more. Like, it's going to be a little bit more self-improvement, but we're going to try to get into a few lighter topics, I think, coming.
I think we're going to continue on this probably, like, this, like, from, this might be a part one. Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think it will. There's other stuff that we can talk about this topic that's less clinical, and I think that's probably the way to go.
This will be our self-improvement.
Right.
Trilogy.
Season two actually seems to have a self-improvement
kind
of
theme
to it, and so... Please
share with your friends.
Yeah, share
Talk
with your friends.
Friends.
Join our Patreon, The Cutting Mat Podcast. It's It's patreon.com/thecuttingmatpodcast, all one word. You can join our Patreon at one of three levels. You'll receive stickers, prints, t-shirts, and you'll also gain access to that Discord that we were talking about earlier, which is just a bunch of like-minded Gunpla fans all talking about their latest projects.
And we talked about list, and we talked about writing list and doing checkboxes and field notes. We are doing custom-made field notes that have the Cutting Mat logo and a design on it, a true Gunpla art design, and then a Holy Mountain printing design. Everyone that is a Patreon from from the bottom tier to top tier,
everyone
gets a notebook, and we're use this notebook. Yeah, use this notebook to do your goals, to like write down project ideas, write lists, all kinds of fucking awesome shit. So I'm excited for it for sure. I love field notebooks.
Field notebooks are just because they're nice, because you can like store them anywhere because they're not too big, you know,
think twice about putting something down.
And we went with the graph paper ones, right, Joel?
We're going to get the graph paper
for both writing and for drawing. So if you have an idea, you can mark it down on your field notebook, and then later on you can come back and evaluate that idea to determine how long it will take. Set yourself some goals around the idea. I mean, really, the trick is we just want everybody to get better and have more fun at their hobby.
Yeah, that's what we're all about, is just about fucking the hobby and like everything that surrounds it. That's not just how to do this and how to do that. It's everything else that comes with fucking awesome.
We go a bit meta on that.
Faux show. Hey,
Tino, you want to sign us out?
Sure. Do it.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Cutting Mat Podcast. I am Tino, also known as Big V Room, and all over the internet. I'm also your sign-out boy, the one whose drill that will pierce the heavens, and to my virtual left is Bailey.
Is that what that means? Oh, nice.
Good run, like. Yeah, I'm Bailey, at Kamau_Zeta on Instagram. And to my left was typically when we were meeting in person. So I'm going to keep it that way for consistency. Brandon. So, well,
to keep the theme going, there's a pretty good Kodo Guen Lagan kit that looks pretty cool. I recommend it.
There's some really good ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Brandon. I do mechagenre.com. I go by mechagenre all over the internet, in the Discord, and on Instagram at mechagenre. Also, mechagenre.com hasn't been updated in quite a while. I think I'm going to start using it to journal some of my progress. So, like I said,
set a goal. Let's,
me
keep
and
taking
you.
A look.
Me and you. Let's We're set a goal together a to fucking packed. Update our blood pact. Update our fucking websites and actually
Gross.
Like. Yep. Dude, the websites are expensive too.
They are. Like, we have to start using them. Like websites are expensive, and I feel like I was like, oh, it'll be
but
cool
once
to have
you
a
have
website.
It.
Oh, that's the thing. We got to
use
it,
man.
Everybody can learn from our, like, I need to start putting my mistakes on there, too. That's going to be another very useful thing.
Dude.
So I'll start writing a more frequent post. But to my left, and also in the middle of our virtual block of podcasters here, is this guy named Joel.
Hey, everybody. My name is Joel, and I go online as True Gunpla. And we also have like a side stories podcast called Premonition of Paint, where we are joined by Phil, myself, and Brandon. We talk about our miniature adventures and hand painting. A lot of hand painting experiences are talked throughout that show. But thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We're going to have some more episodes coming out. We're going to have a fun bonus episode where we talk about the latest Star Wars movie, because I waited like 2 months after it came out to finally watch it, and we have a lot of thoughts on that.
We have opinions.
You anti nerd.
You're gonna hear. I recommend it.
It'll be fun.
What?
I recommend that you watch it, because you need some opinions. We need some opinions in there. But as a reminder, our Patreon is patreon.com/thecuttingmatpodcast, all one word. Those side stories that Joel was talking about is called Premonition of Paint, and you know, thanks for listening, I guess.
Thanks for everything, y'all.
Thanks for
real shit. Real shit.
Just like listening is a big deal. Like, we really appreciate you guys a lot.
And, real shit. You know, this is wild that so many of y'all fuck with this podcast. I'm just gonna say it. Like, it's really fucking cool.
Because we're trying. The reason why we're trying to kind of like put out higher quality content, which can help people, is because you guys really enjoy it. And
yeah,
we want to help you back for all the help that you helped us help Smarfed.
Smarfed. That's, you know what? One here. Smarfed, everybody.
I smarfed that up.
I'm going to go set some goals for this Kuga kit now.
That sounds like a smurf idea.